Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Deja Vu album had a song called Helpless. Helpless was written entirely by Neil Young. It starts off with, there is a town in North Ontario, and it seems to be about a girl. So that's what they asked Neil Young.
A lot of it's about Canada. I think there's a girl named Jean Monterey. I think I was with her when I wrote it, but I'm not sure. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. She has something to do with it. In my own hometown, you know, it's pretty well straightforward there in the song, what it is.
Okay, thanks. All right, we can find the truth now. Fleetwood Mac, what about a reunion? Mick Fleetwood says we're open to continuing in the band. There's no breaking up of the band. We're not going to do a long tour anymore, though, but there's loads of alternatives. Farewell tour question, well, would be the right thing to do to let people know you're not wanting to play again, but we are not at that point. But if we get there, it's a pretty good gracious thing to let people know they'll never see the band play again. And then, what about Lindsey Buckingham in a reunion kind of way? He says, no scenario at all they would ever play with Lindsey Buckingham again. Fleetwood Mac is a strange creature. We're very, very committed to Lindsey's replacements, Neil Finn and Mike Campbell. That passed a long time ago when Lindsey left. It's not a point of conversation, so I have to say no. It's a full drama of Fleetwood Mac, no doubt. His legacy is alive and well, as it should be, a major, major part that will never be taken away, never be downspoken by any of us. Neil and Mike have tremendous respect for Lindsey. The situation was no secret. We were not happy. It was not working, and we parted company. And that is really the all of it. So it's good that he wasn't dancing around the point. He just said no.